Next on the list against is Avery Day. Welcome.
Thank you. Senator Vitelli, Representative Dill, members of the committee, my name is Avery Day. I'm an attorney at Pierce Atwood, live in Yarmouth, Maine, and I'm here today on behalf of Central Life Sciences, and you'll see there's a whole bunch of stuff going around. Bill Bell from the vets asked me to also distribute some testimony from him, and a couple of folks from Central Life Sciences were planning to come today from far away, and yesterday's weather prevented that, so you've got me as a result. So I will read through some of the testimony. Mark Newberg, who works in as the Director of Communications and Government Affairs for Central Life Science, planned to be here. This is a company that manufactures methaprine, and I think their testimony, there's a little bit of frustration about some misinformation about the product. Reputable science has failed to show any impact on lobsters from methaprine, and a product ban only threatens to increase the spread of diseases like West Nile virus. And it would ban a pesticide that's not currently in use, but it could be in use in the future if mosquito control needs dictate that. A lot of this is what you've already heard from Henry Jennings. Mosquitoes lay their eggs in water. Methaprine is a growth regulator, prevents larvae and standing water and catch basins from growing into flying mosquitoes that spread disease. And as you've heard, methaprine has a low toxicity profile. It breaks down easily in sunlight, and with the help of microbial action, it breaks down even quicker and has never been found to cause harm to the surrounding environment or wildlife. And it's proven to be one of the most effective preemptive tools in reducing mosquito-borne diseases. I know there were questions before about a mosquito association. They're not formed in order to protect the mosquito, but instead to look at some of the diseases that mosquitoes spread, like West Nile virus and Triple E, which are on the rise in the region. Methaprine, since 1975, methaprine has been tested by the EPA. It's been determined to be safe and effective in controlling mosquito populations. And as you've heard, it's falsely been believed to produce the decline in the lobster population in southern New England. But no confirmed tests have shown that methaprine is found in lobsters or in seawater at levels which could have negative effects on lobsters. I will, because Henry covered a lot of this material, I will wrap up. You know, mosquito-borne diseases can be deadly. The best way to decrease the chance from a bite from an infected mosquito is preventive tools like methaprine. And the science is clear and conclusive. Methaprine is safe for humans and the environment. Mosquitoes, on the other hand, are not. And that is testimony from Mark Newberg. And also included in what was handed out is testimony from Dr. Meason, who is a toxicologist at Central Life Science, gets into a little bit more of the science and some specific examples of where this has been tested and evaluated in other states.
Thank you, Mr. Day. Are there any questions? Seeing none, again, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak against? Seeing none, the last we have is neither for nor against, and we have Patricia McCarron.